What's up, man?
137th World's Oldest Rodeo Tickets Sale begins March 4th. Did you hear that, people?
March 4th. March the 4th be with you? No, it doesn't work.
March the 4th be with you. Tickets for the rodeo in Prescott go on sale this year. So, do you know why?
Oh, why?
You know, I like to quiz you.
I would think because, well, the rodeo's... But shouldn't I have already been able to buy my tickets by now? Isn't it?
We don't like the word should because that... If you really think about that word, no shitting on me.
Shitting on you.
Well, they... The Prescott Frontier Days Rodeo Grounds and the rodeo had to change ticket vendors because of scammers. They're trying to protect us. So this year they had a little bit of a delay, but all better. March 4th, tickets are on sale. Get your tickets March 4th, folks.
Okay, I'm excited about that. So that's the only thing changing though, right?
That's the only
rodeo
changing.
Still happening summertime. It's all
otherwise,
good.
Otherwise, the world's biggest show in Prescott every year.
So 137th.
137th. It's up there.
Holy cow. So they must have this pretty well dialed in by now.
A little bit. Got a great gym and Jim Dewey Brown. Got a great board.
What is Broken Spoke Clydesdale? Is that the little wagons that are out there with the little...
Not so little wagons.
Big wagons.
It's the big stagecoaches.
Those are the ones where they like can turn them and pivot the wagon with the horses pulling them.
Yeah.
They're cool.
Also, Tomas Garce.
Ooh, Garcilaso.
Matt Tarr, Bo Schuth, and Quirt Hunt. Wow. You could really screw that one up. Obviously a cowboy, I'm guessing.
To name.
A bullfighter.
To name a few, beware the ticket scammers. Get your tickets only at theworldsoldestrodeo.com/tickets.
For an average price ticket, the most you will ever pay is like $40 to $50.
There you go. You heard it right here My Drive.
Don't go buy $500 tickets from some other vendor. Those are not real.
It's going ripped off. So I think we covered the ticket issue.
I think we...
Fantastic. Very excited. Are you going?
Always go.
Fantastic. Moving on. What do you want to cover next?
I want to, because I'm feeling like rodeo, but then I'm feeling like Rockin' River Ranch kind of ties into that.
Where I was going.
Rockin' River Ranch State Park, first to open since 2016. So Arizona has a new state park. It's called Rockin' River Ranch. It's located in Camp Verde, which opened on February 9th. The park will be open for day use on Fridays, Saturdays, and Sundays from 9 to 5. Cost just $7. For use of the 209-acre park, which includes 6 trailheads, fishing, mountain biking, and wildlife watching. For more information, visit ezstateparks.com/rockin-river.
That's awesome.
That's pretty cool. So I'm always trying to send Frank out to fish. Now I can send him there.
Well, he's busy making a patio for you.
2 weeks, it's done.
Be easy, the man.
2 weeks, done.
I'm watching out for you, Frank, if you're listening. Cougar Country Spring 2024 issue is now available both online and in print. You can go to signalsaz.com or if you live in Chino Valley, 6,000 were delivered this past week to homes throughout Chino Valley.
Lots of new advertisers in that book. Lots of good deals in there for Chino and beyond. Chino and beyond.
Idealios. Speaking of other deals, there's a large space, commercial lease space available in Prescott Valley headquarters on Main, spacious and desirable, 2,100, almost 2,200 square foot space by Fain Strategic Group is available for lease, located at 3001 North Main. Suite 2E is an Echo in Prescott Valley. Echo. And just go to FainStrategicGroup.com and contact them for more info.
And if you rented that space or leased that space, you could come hang out with us.
Mm-hmm. You have to be cool, though.
You got
to
be cool.
Walking distance to Talking Glass Media, to Finley Toyota Center, Homestead Apartments,
Harkins
Theater, and over 7 restaurants.
My daughter lives in Homestead, and she loves it. She just goes right down her stairs, and she's in the middle of everything. It's awesome.
Very cool.
She digs it. Dignity Health, which is also very close to here, Dignity Health YRMC, opening new lab draw station.
Is that for blood?
Blood in Chino Valley, located at 488 North Highway 89, Suite 1, and the Ranch Plaza in Chino Valley.
So watch out for them Draculas.
Draculas.
Draw that blood.
What is
CWAG? Which is good. We need better healthcare. It's happening. It's growing.
What is CWAG?
SeaWag, Citizens Water Advocacy Group, has come up with a water saving concept that has not been tried in our region yet. And Fane Citra Group and Brown Homes are willing to try it out for the proposed Lakeshore 650 subdivision.
Oh, okay.
The concept is called Water Neutral Development, or WND. I don't know if I like WND. It sounds like WMD, but, you know, going through the war. And allies. Gotcha. The water neutral development outlines how to design subdivisions to collect stormwater and recharge it for future use before it evaporates. To learn more about this, visit the article on Signals AZ titled SeaWag Population Growth Versus Water.
So I need to know how to become part of this Citizens Water Advocacy Group. Is there, can you join it?
They got a website. If you just search SeaWag or their name, as you just mentioned, you'll probably find it. And they got a Facebook page as well.
So instead of complaining about water, you can actually go on and do something?
Well, they're starting to, you know, it's changing. Everyone's realizing we can't keep saying the sky is falling. We have to come up with solutions. Sure. We have to work together. And I think that's their approach. And I'm glad that they're starting to reach out to the leading community builders to come up with solutions. Some may work, some may not. But we just have to try instead of argue, which is what's been happening for a few years.
Well,
I agree.
Frank's got rain barrels all over the
Gary Beverly wrote that article from SeaWag, and it's a good article. Nice. So I recommend you guys read it. Moving on.
Do you need a job?
Do I need a job?
You got a job? I got a job.
But there's always room for more.
You never know. You've got about, 2 hours a week, I think, that you could squeeze in a part-time job. Maybe give up some sleeping time.
Got a lot of ranch fence mending on the weekends, so.
Yavapai College and Chino Valley Job Fair is coming up March 1st in Chino Valley from 12 to 2. Early admission 11:30 for veterans, individuals over 55, and job seekers with disabilities. So go check that out. I was going to do that too. So this is Harlem Globetrotters. You got it? Can you dribble? Not like out of your, like.
Yeah, I just spilled the water. Saturday, March 2nd, hence my humming, 2 to 5 p.m. at the Finley Toyota Center. The Harlem Globetrotters. Don't miss your chance to be a part of the world famous Harlem Globetrotters global tour as they take the court with moments of extreme basketball innovation and unparalleled fan fun. For tickets, FinleyToyotaCenter.com.
Speaking of Finley Toyota Center, you know what I did this weekend?
Nope.
I got to go and judge the cheerleaders or the dancers for the Wrangler, NAS Wranglers.
How did that go?
Went good. They all were cheery. Very great. Yeah, it's funny because I don't do cheer. I don't do dance. I do cheer, which is a little different, but very cool. They're going to have a great, it's different. I do cheer.
So how
can
the Wrangler cheerleaders be different than cheerleaders?
So different.
They're Wrangler dancers?
Wrangler dancers, yeah.
They're more dancers. But they're cheerleaders.
Yeah, I mean, they lead the crowd.
It's semantics, I'm guessing, in the cheer dance world, which I am not familiar with.
Anyway, it was fun. You know what I got to see, though, is one of the co-owners of the team was there, and they had the big nationals when they won the championship. They had the big championship ring on. And so that was pretty cool. So I got to see the big ring and then got to meet the mascot and all that cool stuff and ran into Blushing Cactus there. So
it was nice.
Winning. They're
my favorite peoples.
Super fun. So season kicks off March 16th against the Rattlers. Go for football if you want to. Go see the new cheerleaders, dancers if you want to. Or you can go for halftime and watch Storm perform during halftime. Whatever you want to do. Yeah, so nice. Storm will be there too. So it'll be fun.
So you'll have dancers and cheerleaders. So you get the whole spectrum of movements.
Get it all.
So just pom-poms.
The Wranglers game.
That's the difference, pom-poms?
They've got pom-poms. They have they don't
stunt. Is that opening game you're talking
about? March 16th.
March 16th? Mm-hmm. Okay, you even covered that. It's not even on our docket.
Look at me. Sports, I'm your sports
girl. What a pro.
You know,
families in jammies.
I'm
Saturday, March 2nd, starting at 5:30 p.m. at the Chino Valley Community Center. Celebrate Dr. Seuss's birthday in your jammies.
Aww.
For more information, visit chinoaz.net/calendar.
Look at you go.
That'd be pretty cool. That's just, you go watch the Harlem Globetrotters,
run over to see Dr. Seuss.
But Chino Valley's got more and more going on.
Yeah.
That's Cindy Thomas over there does a good job.
She's doing a great job. You know, what's funny is when I was younger and all my kids were in daycare, I was frazzled all the time and I'm running my kids from one place to another and working full time and coaching and all that stuff. And I dropped my kids off at daycare and the lady's like, guess whose birthday it is today? And I was like, holy crap, I forgot my kid's birthday. Like, which one of my kids is having a birthday? And she's like, no, we're having green eggs and ham because it was Dr. Seuss's birthday. Boom. But I thought I forgot my kid's birthday, but apparently it's a big deal.
Speaking of forgetting about things, all new grooms forget this at some point. The Prescott Wedding Expo is coming up Sunday, March 3rd from 10 to 4 p.m. at the Sam Hill Warehouse in Prescott. Same here. So they need little post-it note reminders for new grooms. Like, don't forget your first anniversary. Join them at the largest and longest running wedding expo in Northern Arizona. Over 50 amazing wedding professionals. So if you're getting married, ready to make your wedding dreams come true. For more info, visit PrescottWeddingExpo.com or email info@starstruck-event.com.
You know, it'd be super smart for Wilson. His birthday is on Valentine's Day.
Yeah, Wilson. You know,
so I think that Wilson, if you ever get married, he should get married on Valentine's Day because then
you never forget.
All events are under one.
My girlfriend's birthday is March 3rd. So there we go. You're just tying it in. I'll take her to the wedding expo for her birthday.
Happy birthday.
Just to look around.
Here, no. And then tie your shoe right at the end.
Yeah. And then get
down on time. Oh my gosh. I didn't think this day would ever happen. Or you can take her to the farmer's market.
Yeah, take her to the farmer's market because Saturday, March 2nd, 9:30 to 12:30, Dignity Health YRMC parking lot, where you could probably draw blood too if you wanted to.
Probably, yeah. Get what her could go a nice wrong,
drawing blood and buying food at the same time.
Hey, you could get her like 24 carats.
Yeah, 24 carat.
No, we're
carrot ring.
We're carrots. Regulars at that farmer's market. That's there's super nothing fun. Too special.
Here's what I don't like about that place. I love it because the food they got fantastic. What's with not bringing dogs?
Oh, you can't bring dogs there.
I think it's outside.
I think they pee on stuff. You know,
not Thor. Thor would never.
I don't, it's an asphalt parking lot.
Yeah. So like that kind of,
it's the silliest rule.
First time I went, I walked up with my dog, and it was actually a family friend that worked for them. They're like, hey, so good to see you. Turn around. Yeah. Sorry.
So I walked the whole thing. This is probably over a year ago. And I brought Thor, and Thor is 100-something pounds. He's a giant, all-white Great Pyrenees. You can't miss him. You might as well have a stop sign on him. I walk the whole thing and I'm walking out and I get like mobbed, like, you can't bring your dog here. I'm like, I already did.
That burned. They probably thought it was a person.
But it said that the sign wasn't, I guess where I parked, I just didn't see the sign. But it's just fine. It's odd. It's outside.
Yeah.
Maybe they're afraid they're going to eat the, you know,
one bad actor. Really?
No. I don't even know.
Not going to mess up. He likes carrots.
But lots of great vendors. Amazing vendors. At
they have amazing
market.
Vendors. I just have to work. We have to work on our dog rule because that's just not cool.
Thor's people.
I know.
They I'm just don't
you.
Know that.
You got the next one?
Woman Artist of the West, 54th National Exhibition.
Our people. At the Phippen.
March 1st, 5 o'clock. Dream Weavers will feature 130 original paintings and sculptures at the Phippen Marley Gallery from March 1st through June 23rd. You got plenty of time. You got plenty of time. This will be a cool event. Must be amazing if it's going to be there for 2-3 months. Good event.
So
who
sang the song Dream Weaver?
Dream Weaver.
Do you know?
I don't know. What's the first letter?
Of the first name?
Yeah.
G.
Adobe.
I have no idea. I don't even know what that means. G.
I love this song.
It's a cool song. I must have had a great childhood.
You guys know this song? It's one of my favorite songs of all time.
It's not yet.
I would have never in a million years. It's a great song.
It is a great song.
As I'm getting older, I'm getting more in touch with the older music. Frank's so proud of me, too.
Does anybody know when this was published?
1847. I would say 78. I would say 78.
This is in the 70s.
I would say 78.
76, 78. It's definitely the 70s.
Yeah, definitely. It's 1975, December 1975.
We're faded out like the production guy would do.
That is Gary Wright.
Then you got to come back like a drive time and say, that's Dreamweaver.
Dreamweaver.
So what movies did you watch today, this week?
You know what? We had picture day this weekend. So that was a whole event. I'm telling you, I'm addicted to this Next Level Chef. It makes me want to be a better cooker. I want to cook now. What did you watch? What did we watch?
So we watched the last episode of Masters of the Air, which was pretty good. Waiting for the next one. Buck is still alive. He's at a POW camp. That's the last one we saw. So the next one I think we see is them trying to escape and all kinds of stuff. And then we're watching, she's cracking up something over there.
Well, speaking of escaping, we watched like many episodes of Almost Got Away With It. Have you ever seen the show? And for the record, they didn't almost get away with it. They all were making big mistakes during, like most of it is murder or it's usually all, but the one that made me laugh, it's terrible acting in these things, recreations. They stole a tour bus of Crystal Gayle. So she's having this big concert and he like gets the keys and jumps in the tour bus and is driving, like running from the law in a tour bus. They end up getting caught and they didn't almost get away with it. The cops knew who it was the whole time. I thought it was going to be more of like, ooh, I, you know, lived this whole double life for 40 years and I got away with it, but this tipped them off. They know who you are from the beginning. They just got to go find you. You've been hiding. And one was a crackhead. I don't know how she got away with it even for 5 minutes because she couldn't stay away from the crack. So she got out of her town, but she started doing crack again.
Can't stay away from the crack. You know what the new crack is?
Away from the crack.
It's overtaking fentanyl.
Dots Cheetos.
No, that's not what I heard. What are you? Cheetos. If it involves Cheetos, I'm in.
They're the Dots, the pretzel lady, the Dots Cheetos. That is.
It's some type of animal tranquilizer. And it's rotting people's flesh. They call it Trank.
Ew.
Short for tranquilizer.
What's wrong with people? Eat Cheetos.
I was going to say, you might as well go for the hot Cheetos. Right. Masters Air we watched. I don't know how we got on Dot Cheetos. And then we re-binged 1923. And now we're starting to re-binge 1883 to get ready for the next season of 1923. We're kind of going in reverse, chronologically speaking.
Chronologically.
Are those the Yellowstone shows? Is that what the
lot
of
this? I saw the episode where what's his face shoots a bunch of bad dudes and he was using my new Henry Big Boy hardened steel.
I should say John Wick. Lever rifle. He did like the John Wick pose.
Yeah.
So I think the next Fast and Furious, they're actually going to go back in time, that they're going to be able to drive their cars fast enough to go back into cover.
What is that, a Clydesdale you got under that hood?
Chicken. Do you know what it means to be an auto technician?
You'd have to ask Auto Works in Prescott Valley Service and Repair with John Lonis.
I think that's a good idea. How would we do that?
You could go to cast11.com or you could simply Google Auto Works podcast and his shizzle will come up at the top of the fizzle.
You're too hip for me. I was just going to go hang out in his cool building out on Highway 69 and ask him questions when he seemed to not have his head under a hood. But this is a much better idea.
Under a hood. I like that.
It's a much better
idea.
Better
than under a stagecoach.
Yeah. Well, see. Tune in to Fast and Furious 2024. You never know. Prescott Boys basketball. Last local team standing in the winter playoffs. Your boy, Torrance
T.D. Dunham, our prodigal sports son. Of cast11.com, talking Central Arizona sports.
What do you want me to do? Go Bears? I don't know. As you pointed out,
you're the sports person.
So I have to remind myself that there's more than football. Football's over. We're getting ready for the draft.
There is more than football. Do you know why?
What do you do with yourself when there's no football?
Nothing.
Did you see your boys in Phoenix over the weekend?
Yes. Yeah. And if I had known, I would have been there. Jamar Chase and Joe Burrow.
We're at Suns Lakers on Saturday or Sunday.
They were right here.
Saw them hanging out with Book. That was pretty cool.
So my boys from the Bengals were here watching the Suns game, and they were sitting courtside, so it would have been very expensive for me to see them. But
you could have busted out that tattoo.
That's that feeling I have when I see like Devin Booker like goes to Sedona for the day. I'm like, you couldn't have just let me know, man. I've been to Sedona. We could cross paths, hook up, let's hang out, man.
Do you know who was here? It was JoJo from The Bachelor. Her name is Joelle, and she married Aaron Rodgers' brother. Mm. They met on The Bachelor, and they were in Prescott. Like,
no way.
Because they do like home flips and stuff.
That's cool. Like,
dude, I'm in Prescott.
Aaron Rodgers, the dude that went to the big house.
No, oh, Aaron Rodgers is the one Rodgers. Who got to play for.
Who am I thinking? Rodriguez.
Hernandez.
Hernandez. Wow. Three times is a charm.
It's too soon, man.
That's how rumors get started, right? Misinformed.
Aaron Rodgers is the one that got to play, what, three plays for the Jets this season before he was out for the season?
Just a disclaimer. It's already obvious I'm not a football fan, so getting all the names wrong it's on par for me.
I can talk to you about all of them unless they play basketball. But good for Joe Burrow and Jamar Chase out hanging with basketball boys, because even they don't know what to do right now. There's nothing going on in football.
I know what I'm going to go do right now.
What are you going to go do?
Have a bag of Cheetos.
Dots. Don't. Disclaimer to the world.
I'm hungry.
Do not buy a bag of Dots Cheetos. You will have to go to rehab.
So I just saw, what was it? Oh, the ad. I thought, ever seen an ad just seems like it's reaching. Mm-hmm. So we're watching like 1923 on Apple or whatever, and it was one of those versions through Paramount. It's all very confusing because all these platforms are merging. Yeah. You got Paramount Plus, and you got, and so I thought we were watching it on Apple TV, but really it was coming through Paramount Plus. And so we had to watch advertisements, right? Which is kind of a bummer, and which usually we don't. But the ad at the end was for Fritos. And it says some like quality foods and such. And they're pouring the bags of Fritos and the chili out on the range. I'm like, really?
Reaching.
I go, yeah, reaching. That's quality cuisine.
You know, the Cowboys are not out there eating walking tacos. Maybe.
Fritos are good. I occasionally eat them.
I mean, if I was going to be horseback, I'd, cut the.
But remember back in the day, you cut the little. I'm not thinking of a bag of Fritos.
No.
Maybe hot Cheetos.
Some jerky. Chewing tobacco.
Okay. I think we've covered it.
Ideally of the week, 10% off.
What is the deal of the week?
Affordable auto repair, 10% off any labor on any auto service. So go fix your car.
And where are they at?
They are out of Chino.
Oh, the Chino. Affordable auto repair in Chino, 10% off.
Yep. Labor just on any.
Go to signalsaz.com/deals to get your idealio, put it on your phone, and walk in there and get fixed.
I'd be like, dude, 10% off. Hook it up.
I did. My wife did that for the Peavine store last week and bought a whole bunch of trinkets.
That filling store another corner is too up in our house. Cute. Do you have any corners left?
Nope. That's all I got. See you next week for my drive.
Watch out for what?
Roundabouts.
Nice. See ya.
Later.